Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For those of you who do not have this in front of you. Now, Dylan, you got to keep rolling here because Noelle is dancing in here and singing because this was her choice. This is her Christmas song. Jason's had some. I've had some. It's like a mall of shows in here this morning. It's not just a mashup with the intersection and Sam and Greg. We got Dylan who's jumping in here. We got Steakhouse who's following us.
And we got some Atlanta soccer tonight getting into the mix, too.
Atlanta soccer coming in here. I'm telling you, it is one of those days. But overall, thank you for letting all of us be a part of your Christmas Eve mornings. And let me let you know that this 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. What we have decided to do is we're going to talk some sports. We're going to, like I said, the intersection, they do what they do late nights on Thursday night. But as we sit here on this Christmas Eve morning and we have Jason Longshore, the voice of soccer in this state, we need to tap into his knowledge about what we are in store for coming up in 2026 with the World Cup coming here. Now, last hour we talked about what's going on the pitch. Jason, listen, man, there's a lot of things that people who live amongst us need to know about what's in store.
Yeah, I mean, think back to the Olympics, and we're a really different city than we were in 96. We weren't ready to have the Olympics, but we had it and got it done and then grew from it. Over
like
the
we
next
survived
decade.
It and grew?
Yeah, yeah, it's like in 2006, we're like, oh, wait a minute, we did that. We should probably be an international city now, and eventually got there. And now we're getting stuff like this coming 30 years later, which is wild. But it's going to be a huge event on so many different levels. The games are going to be sold out. The games are going to be crazy. The city of Atlanta, the state of Georgia is going to be seen by so many different corners of the world. And you start to think about business here in Georgia. You think about the economy here and things that we want to see to make it grow and be have better things here in Atlanta. Well, one way that happens is when people come to visit and they say, wow, I kind of like this place. I think I want to move here. That happens. Businesses do it. And we talked about some of the teams coming. You got Spain, which you're going to have a lot of Spanish folks from Spain here experiencing Atlanta and Georgia because people are going to stay all over. I mean, people are going to rent houses out at Lake Oconee. People are going to rent houses down in Fayette County. I know they've already got a system set up kind of like the Masters where you can rent your house out. People are going to come for the entire experience. And they're going to come to games, but then they're also going to get to explore Georgia a little bit. There's going to be so many other events happening around it. You're going to have the fan festival in Centennial Olympic Park. I think it's going to be a lot of post-game stuff because with earlier games, you're not going to have as much of the fan festival before. But say you're coming down for one of those noon kickoffs for Spain. You come down. Your game ends at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of traffic. Take MARTA, first off, because that's going to be a whole lot easier. But if you want to drive or if you want to come down to MARTA and you want to miss some of the traffic, you go over to the Fan Festival at Centennial Olympic Park. You watch the next game with probably 50,000 people hanging out, watching a game together. You're going to get those experiences where people come from, let's say, Brazil. Brazil's probably not going to play here.
So there may be a temporary video wall installed at Centennial Park or
there
somewhere close to. Yeah.
This will no, it will be Centennial Olympic Park for the fan festival and it will be massive on game days and I think the days before games as well. I think they're still sorting through.
But what about outside,
how many days?
What about that walk that area around? I mean, it's still close but still around Mercedes-Benz. You know, by the big Falcon or somewhere else. Is there any place else where they can have...
That's inside the footprint of the stadium. And you got
to
think about some of the security issues that big events have.
Okay.
That's separate.
Ah, you're right.
Centennial Olympic Park is going to be fan festival. But also Centennial Yards is going to be far more functional by then. I don't know if Cosm is going to be up by then or not. I think they're really trying. I know some bars and restaurants that are going to be up in Centennial Yards itself by World Cup.
What about World Congress Center? Indoor watching, indoor viewing, where the events, that's got to be rented out by some companies who want to have that close proximity, but still.
I don't think you're going to have as much public stuff in the World Congress Center. I think that's going to be a lot of media overflow is going to be there. Probably some private things. A lot of the public stuff is going to be Fan Festival at Centennial Olympic Park, Centennial Yards, and that open space and bars, restaurants.
Which is going to be really nice.
South Downtown's the other one. I mean, if you're into soccer in Atlanta, you know the Brewhouse Cafe. That has been the spot since 97. They're opening a second Brewhouse in South Downtown within walking distance of the Benz. So you're going to have, I mean, just the ones I know of, there's an amazing Thai place over there now, cool coffee shops. You've got El Tesoro that's going to open up in South Downtown, which is one of the best Mexican spots you can find. Brewhouse, where I know I'll be stationed a lot during World Cup, is going to be there as well. That whole area is going to be packed and crazy, and you can go down for a game and you can stay for 8 hours after and watch the rest of the day's soccer. But that's going to happen in other parts of the metro too. Decatur's doing a watch fest.
Yeah, man.
The whole tournament from day one until the end. You've already got Big Boy who's going to do a free concert on the Decatur Square as part of it. Mm-hmm. You've got the Indigo Girls doing a free concert as part of it. More music to be booked. That's going to tie around music, around game viewing parties, and tying into the local bars and restaurants and all that. So other cities are going
to
do that too.
I was about to say, and what's similar to like both areas is that they're both like building or reconfigurating the space to get ready for World Cup. Because they're doing a lot of stuff in downtown Decatur right now to get ready for World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the airport is doing so much right now to get ready for World Cup, especially on the international side because of all the people that are going to be coming through here. I mean, just think about it. You're going to have games every 3-4 days. You know, Spain will be here for 2 games. That's the only one that's here for 2 games back-to-back. But, you know, Cabo Verde, you might not know the country. It's small, but you have a lot of people with Cabo Verdean heritage here in the U.S.,
right.
They'll come to Atlanta for that game, even if they're in the stadium or if they're at the fan fest next door. Then they'll leave after the game, and then the next group will come in and fly through.
People
it's going to be crazy.
People don't realize, and this is different than you know the Super Bowl bouncing around from city to city. When you have anything going on here, you know that everybody on the planet knows, we can get to Atlanta. We may not be able to get as easily to some of these other cities in America, but we know we can get to Atlanta.
Well, that's the thing about the World Cup that's so big with Atlanta being such a central part is you're going to have so many people who will say, I can base there.
Right.
I'll go. I'll stay there. I'll rent a house. I'll get a hotel for them. Whatever you're doing, whatever kind of money you got to work with. But then, all right, my team plays in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can fly to Kansas City from Atlanta. That's easy.
Go.
Oh, my team's playing in L.A. All right, cool, I'll do that. My team's playing in Foxborough. Nobody can get to Foxborough easy, but that's a whole different conversation. you can get anywhere you need to get.
But the other thing you talk about, Fan Fest, this is what ran through my mind when I was thinking about this and these people coming from around the planet, is the food and beverages that you will have an opportunity. Will we, as people in here in Georgia, Atlantans, be able to experience if we want to the cuisines of these other countries.
The great thing is you already have a lot of it. Like, think of the great Spanish restaurants that are here.
Yeah, but not everybody can get into some of them places.
You can go get to Barcelona and Inman Park. It's not that fancy.
I'm just telling you, not everybody knows that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I learned during this process, Uzbekistan is coming to Atlanta.
Right. What are they?
They have an Uzbek restaurant in Alpharetta that I did not know about, which is amazing. Like, I want to go because this is how I am with soccer. When I find a team, whether it's a club team or a national team, and something about them, it's the way they play, might be the uniforms, it might be just the story. I'm like, okay, cool. I want to learn how the soccer team represents that place. So for me, a lot of times that goes cuisine and that goes music.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But you got your information because you were focusing on soccer first, and you found this out about that.
Uzbekistan was coming, and I'm like, oh, is there an Uzbek restaurant in Atlanta? Oh, there is.
But the people who just want to be a part of the World Cup here in Atlanta, they go to the Fan Fest, and they don't know about these restaurants in Alpharetta and Inman Park and whatever, but yet they heard about this type of cuisine. Moreover, the beverages that come from that.
There's that too.
Yeah. It's like World of Coca-Cola. You go there, you go in that one room. So that's what I'm saying. Will Fan Fest have that opportunity?
No, I don't think Fan Fest is going to be based around that. You're going to have a lot of big sponsor activations. Mm-hmm. You think back to the Olympics where you had like people building 2- and 3-story kind of sponsor activation things in Centennial Olympic Park.
Pop-up shops and things.
You're going to have a lot of that. It's going to be more along those lines than what you're saying. I think what'll be cool is for shows like all of ours and the build up to that is you want to learn a little bit about what Spanish cuisine is like. Here's 5-6 different restaurants in Atlanta already that we can highlight and we can talk about, we can go visit.
And there's people screaming at the radio right now because what we should be saying is we are going to let them taste some Southern charm. They're going to come here and they're going to enjoy.
But it's the exchange.
That's part of it too.
It's the exchange. What's cool about it. That's what I love about it because, of course, I want some folks from Madrid and Barcelona to. What would you have them sample first? For Southern food, if you have somebody from Spain
or
who says
connected with Atlanta,
no food. Like if you're taking somebody here and somebody's here from Spain, you meet them and they're like, "I want to have food from Atlanta. What should I have?"
Okay, that's different than Southern. See, when you said Southern first, I thought of biscuits and gravy. I thought about some,
but those
some
are things
shrimp
I would
and grits.
Those are things
like
I would.
But if it was Atlanta, I'd obviously start Okay, if you're down here and you want some lunch, let's go by the Varsity. Go by the obvious places first.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I'm not taking them to the
Varsity. Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that.
I'm so
sorry. Why would you not? Hang on.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's not part of Atlanta?
No, the Varsity's great for what it is, but that's not my first card I'm playing.
You asked me where would I take somebody for food in Atlanta. That's where I would go. I didn't say it was going to be the best. I didn't say it would represent everything. It would be a place. All right, then.
I wouldn't
do it. Give me a joint.
So if you're coming from another country, don't ask Greg where to take you.
No. No, you asked me because I'm going to take you to a bunch of places.
Okay, where's the second place you're going to take him?
I'd probably take him to one of the kitchens, like a food kitchen.
There we go.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're getting better.
You said Atlanta, and listen, the presidents come through here. When you come to Atlanta, you got to go to the Varsity. That's one of the stops.
You start strong, though. We might only have one meal with our friends from Madrid.
You didn't say all that. That's different.
You're not getting the people from Madrid aren't renting your house, are they?
No, they're going to be here for a few. They're going to be here for a week or so.
Yeah, so but you might get them one time.
And I preface this by saying a lunch.
Okay. Where are you taking them for breakfast?
I don't know yet.
What about dinner?
Y'all need to get back off me. Sam, where you at? Sam, get up in here. They coming at me.
The Varsity.
They ganging up on Greg.
I can't hear you, Dylan. Say again.
I said they ganging up on Greg. they made Greg so mad and ripped his headphones out. Greg ran quick.
He said Atlanta, right? So I could have said something else and we could have got some lemon pepper wings named after Lou Williams.
Yes, I would do that before I'd go to the other place.
You would?
I would have them do that rather than go to the Varsity.
Wow, Magic City wings before the Varsity. That's funny.
That's real, and it's a lie too, because he ain't taking them there.
Jason, let me ask you this real quick. Cookout or the Varsity first? Which one?
Cookout.
Yeah. Completely agree.
No question.
Completely agree.
And I'll tell you who else I'm gonna call. All right. Now that I think about it, I got these connections. So you know what I'm gonna do?
Okay, now he's gonna flex.
I'm gonna call my friend who knows Rick Ross, and I'm gonna have him put a spread out at his place, and we're gonna ride out to Fayetteville.
There we go.
I know some people.
Experience.
I played off of what you said first.
Don't get me started.
Now I'm mad.
Now we got him going.
Tyler Perry, where you at, man?
There we go. Now
we're pulling out the stops.
Yes. See,
that's what we talk about, Greg. We gotta pull out the stops.
He made me name.
We gotta give him the best of the season.
Y'all done made Greg jump into his roller coaster.
Yeah, we gotta go.
I like it. Send us a commercial,
this
Greg.
This is fun. We got to talk some college football next. We got some bowl games coming up.
Yeah, buddy.
We got stuff going on. It is Sam and Greg with Mr. Crenshaw. Where you at, man? You need to be back here. He'll be back on Friday. In with the Intersection. It's a mashup today, and Dylan's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.